And I do apologize. I am at the end. I thought I was at the end of whatever had gotten me this week. And apparently speaking brings it back out. Hallelujah. I have been leading a Soul Matter, or co-leading a Soul Matter sharing circle at my internship congregation. So I've been delving deeply into the theme this month of curiosity. I happen to adopt one of the practices. They are several spiritual exercises within the packet for each month, and we're encouraged as part of the sharing circle to adopt one of them, try it on, see what comes up for you. And because I like to challenge myself, as I'm in seminary and it's not challenging enough already, I wanted to try on this one by the Reverend Kathleen McTeague, who is the director of the UU College of Social Justice. She sets a time each night to get curious about God, and she describes it this way. My spiritual practice consists of this. I think back on the events of the day and ask the question, where was God in this day? It's a question that can be asked in a dozen different theological voices, and if God language fails to resonate, then we might ask merely, where did I really hear the language of my life today? The question puts a sheen of attentiveness and care on even the most mundane dimensions of the day. It gives us a way to cradle the moments of the day just lived and see them again before they're too far away. I thought I would adopt that. God language is not what I usually use to express my theological self, but I want to be able to talk authentically about God with people for whom God is very important. So I want to understand what God means to me in my Unitarian Universalist pagany self. And this is what I found. When I ended my day by asking myself, where was God in this day? I always found something. Even it was the day that I had 102 fever and I laid in bed, wondering why, there was some moment, some piece of that day that God was in. And I found if I ended my day by finding that spark, that good, if you want to spell God with two O's, that I slept better. I slept better. I dreamt better. So I took the next step. The exercise suggests if this really speaks to you, start journaling about it. So I did. And I would usually manage a sentence or two, because that's how my day goes. But as this month has gone on, and I've looked back over those times that I noted I found God or good in this day, it always, almost always, involved someone else as well. Almost always involved a relationship created or sustained. Every once in a while, it might have been a smaller moment, the evening when the bats came out. But I was with my son, and it was the first time he and I had done that together. And he was fascinated, which is wonderful because he's almost 17, and I'm not sure sometimes if there's anything that makes him excited anymore except getting a new car. But we spent a long time standing in the parking lot of the church that we live next to, which is not a UU church, watching the bats. And we found out where they stay for the day, and we promised never ever to tell the people in the church where that was. All of us here are in this time and space where everything is moving faster and faster, where a lot of times these days there are grim headlines in the news and your social media is flooded with outrage and fear. And there seems to be no time to stop and smell the roses, much less find God or good in a day that can be just full of speedy things that make you anxious or angry. It's so easy to miss the tiny miracles that are happening around us. So often we think we have to adopt some grand scheme of a spiritual practice, something new, going out for the prayer beads, a new yoga class every week, an hour of prayer every morning before we get going, when really, sometimes what we need the most is just a moment to recognize all the awe and wonder that has already happened in the day we just experienced. This seems like a feel-good kind of thing. So maybe it is a feel-good, feel-God kind of thing. But as I said at the beginning, what I found when I kept track, when I noticed the good or God in each day, some shining moment, something, that I slept better, that my mental house had a different framework to it, the windows were clearer. So that moment of looking for God or good in each day has become, and will continue to be, I think, for me, a foundation of resilience, because I am remaining in touch with what I find sacred. It's my resilience when things go sideways, when things look dark, and I can find good and sacredness in small things that are around me, the ordinary things. I would like to issue a bit of a challenge for you. Right here and right now, no pressure. And if you would like to sit in a kind of meditative space, that's okay. This won't last very long, I promise. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes, do that and take a nice deep breath. Center yourself here. And think back over yesterday. Think back over yesterday. And see if you can find that one piece of what for you would be so important that you must hold up. Hold it in the palm of your hand. See it there in the palm of your hand. See who was there with you or not. Remember what the feeling was of that moment. And then either, if you would like to lift your hand up because that's in the palm of your hand, or just raise it in your head. And then hold it to your heart. That one sacred thing that you need to set aside and keep there. Open your eyes. Before I go too much further, I want to talk about the word sacred just for a moment, because I know sometimes we get a little... Sacred for me is not something, doesn't mean that it's unassailable, that it never changes, that it can't be touched. For me, the word sacred means that this is something that I set aside because it's really important to me. It is at the core of who I am and how I am in the world. And it might change. Okay, so that's when I'm using the word sacred, that's what I mean by that. So just quickly, was that one moment, did it involve some other people? Were there important people there? Okay. All right, so remember those. Did it involve a certain place? And the place was so important, it has to be that sacred place. It doesn't have to. I'm just trying to see. Was there a smell or a sound involved that was really important to that? No apple pie? Wrong season for apple. All right. Think about that kind of moment as the thing you would like to have written in your book of life. The story that you would like to have told about who you are and how you were in the world when you are no longer here. This moment, these people, this place, this sound, this scent is in your book of life now. And that book of life may not be a written document so much. Maybe you want it to be. Think about that. I know that's a terrible thought, isn't it? But yes, think about that. That's my mission in life. Think about that. When you want your story told. Now take this a step further. And think of yourselves here. In this spot, right now, gathering together as Unitarian Universalists, what do we collectively hold sacred? What do we want to write in our collective book of life so that the world may know who we are? Not so when we're gone, but right now. When we describe who we are, we might have some small piece, at least, in common. Might that be justice? Might that be love with a capital L? Always make sure I tell people that, love with a capital L. Might that be peace and harmony? Do we need that? I don't. What is the language of our lives as Unitarian Universalists that we might put to music and sing out as our identifier? I know there'll be lots of arguments about that because there's so many good things we could sing. Perhaps that could be the next part that I add on to this spiritual exercise. Perhaps it's something you could add on. It's not just myself alone, but we together and collectively. Where was God in this day? Where was good in this day for Unitarian Universalists? I was struggling with that one this week. Where was the good this day? This week, something we could claim as Unitarian Universalists that we found good. And there were some responses to what had been oppressive. Facebook was busy this week. Somehow we have found what is sacred to us as people. And we speak that over and over. Humanity, autonomy, self-choice, deeply important. Caring for those who have not been cared for before. Deeply important. I'm going to keep on with this practice, and I would like to expand this practice. So I think my journal will start including a little bit more about that broader Unitarian Universalist, where was the good in this day? And I think I will start including where was the good that I did. Sometimes that is the hardest one of all. Where is the good that I did? Where is the good that I am in this day? So, if that is something that speaks to you, that small moment of going back over your day and finding the good in it, whether you use the word God or not, not required, paying attention so that maybe your sleep might be sweeter and your dreams clearer. We can begin in this way to cast a vision of what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist in this world. Because we are in this world. If we set ourselves apart from this world, we cannot do the good that we would like to do, that we aspire to do. By using the word God the way I did, I came to a better understanding of how someone else might see God. I find that a lot in my chaplain work, too. That two people talking together can find a ground when it seems like there's nothing in common. But I have to be willing to go there. I have to find the good, both in me and whoever I may be talking with. It's surprising, and even the most uncomfortable and frightening situations, sitting at a hospital bed, that you can find that when you go looking for it. So I would invite you this week and in the days to come to go looking for the good. Okay. We are beginning, and maybe you have done this work for a long time. It still feels like a beginning sometimes. Learning our own life language, our own love language, our own good language. Recognizing what is sacred to us individually, that's important. That's your resilience, but also as Unitarian Universalists. Thank you. May there be good in your day.